You know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord, and others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow, or find an awesome template. No judgment.
Unmarried couples, listen to this. Did you know that you can reduce your divorce rate by 31% if you do this one thing before you get married?
Premarital counseling.
Isn't that crazy? We know that the divorce rate's like around 50%. It has reduced by like 1% or 2% in the last few years for various reasons. But say around 50%, and you can reduce that to like 20%. If you get premarital counseling.
Yeah, premarital counseling is a big deal. Mm-hmm. It really is. It might not seem like that right now because you feel in love maybe with your significant other. But here's the deal. I think everybody starts out in love, don't they?
Yeah.
I don't think anybody thinks, you know what, this marriage might not work out if we get married. Or everybody's pretty confident in their chances, or else they wouldn't get married. What makes you different?
Yeah. And premarital counseling is not about some, you know, magic token that you get that's mm-hmm. like, okay, check the box. We were supposed to do this, so we did, and now we're going to be good. It's about what you get through premarital counseling. In fact, premarital counseling is so valuable that some states will actually reduce the price of your marriage license if you get premarital counseling. And they have different requirements. For instance, in Oklahoma, the license, the marriage license, is $50. But if you had premarital counseling, it's $5.
So why would the state lose money?
They want you to stay married.
Yeah.
I think this is unfortunately only in conservative states. I think there's like 6 or 7 states and they're all quite conservative. California mm-hmm. is not one of them. But if you get premarital counseling, there are so many benefits, not just reduction in your marriage license rate, but your divorce rate can go down. There's mm-hmm. so many ways to reduce your divorce rate, but this right. can reduce it by 31%.
So this is what good premarital counseling will do. We're going to give you some of the benefits, some of the things you should expect, some of the things you should look for in a good premarital course or through counseling itself.
So some premarital counselors, especially in our conservative Christian circles, will get with you and be very well-meaning and share their own experience with marriage, maybe some things that the Bible has to say about marriage. And those things are so good. We are thankful for those things. Mm-hmm. But sometimes it stops there and it doesn't quite equip you for marriage with practical tools and conversation starters and the tough questions that maybe you haven't asked each other yet.
Mm-hmm. So while people are well-meaning, it's really important that you find a course that will equip you, mm-hmm. that will get you ready for marriage and get you ready for the bumps in the road. Every single marriage will have bumps because we're all in life. We're two human beings that are very, very, very different from each other. Mm-hmm. And so you will have bumps. So we compiled a list of what you could expect from a really well done, well put together premarital course or counseling appointment, you know, with a counselor. This is what you should get and what you should expect.
So number one is it should help you build healthy communication skills, not just stories of maybe how to make them feel special, speak their love language. Those are good, but it should go beyond that. It should help you build healthy communication skills and give you an actual tool or template for doing that.
Right. Let's face it, you know, when we are in a discussion, if you don't have a method or a plan for discussing difficult things without reacting, things might go badly, especially if you don't have a really good example that you grew up around yeah. that taught you this is the way you discuss things, even though you don't mm-hmm. agree. So premarital counseling should give you tools to help with active listening and assertiveness so that we don't get a lot of avoidance down the road.
Yeah. And a good premarital counseling program or session or course should also integrate principles of theology, the Bible, with principles of psychology, mental health, and communication relationship tools and skills. Oftentimes we get one or the other. You know, like if you're in a secular program, you might get some good skills, but you're missing a biblical and spiritual foundation. Or you might get some solid biblical principles, but how do I apply that?
Yeah, what does it look like to actually live this out? Mm-hmm. Yeah, and a lot of the couples that I've worked with know the Bible fairly well, but they don't know how to apply a husband ought to love his wife and the mm-hmm. wife ought to respect her. Her husband.
Ephesians 5:33.
Yeah, it's not as clear. It's not clear cut. Yeah. So tools will be offered. The next thing you can expect is that clear expectations will start to be set. Sometimes we look at marriage with rose-colored glasses, like, oh, we love each other, so everything's going to be perfect, you know, and he's just going to like wait on me hand and foot or like whatever this is. We regularly see kind of this very unrealistic optimism and not expecting, you know, you are going to go through some hard times, but here's kind of a path to go through it. And here's the mentality that we should adopt that will help us, you know, go through the hard stuff knowing it's coming.
Mm-hmm. The next thing is it should provide an opportunity for you guys to address real issues. Like Adam was talking about, you often have rose-colored glasses on when you go into marriage because you're in this cloud nine, very footloose and fancy-free stage of your relationship.
Which, by the way, is normal.
Totally.
Every couple experiences a little bit of delusion.
We call it idealistic distortion, but you need to have opportunities to address real conflict. And so a good premarital course or premarital counseling program will pull those out so that you're not just stuck with, we love everything about each other. No, there are some things that do cause conflict or will potentially cause conflict, and we need to talk about them and get tools for how to solve them.
Yes. Once again, working with a lot of couples, sometimes there is a list right ready to go for things that needed to be changed. Sometimes, though, I have to sit there for a little bit and say, no, there are things that you guys are not bringing up here that I know are probably here.
Yep.
So take a moment. And so that's the sort of thing that we're talking about, giving space and a freedom to say, you know, like, hey, I need some of this to be changed. I would like you to work on that. And that's what a marriage looks like. So getting ready for that is actually really important to say, you know, this is what a good marriage looks like. Mm-hmm. It's give and take, you know, you're helping each other become and grow.
Yep. The next thing is it should be an opportunity for you to grow as individuals and as a couple. So if you are basically listening to a lecture or reading some notes or listening to a sermon and it doesn't prompt you to actually grow, then it's not quite everything you're going to need in premarital counseling. So it needs to be something that prompts you to take action, to grow as an individual and as a couple.
Right. So resources and kind of a guidance of like, this is the way you grow. Because some people are like, well, how do I do that? I don't know.
Yeah.
Do I just talk more with my spouse about questions I have? Or like, so kind of a guidance, or this is the path for growing.
Here's some homework. Do these things this week to practice this tool, this skill, this essential piece in your relationship.
It's very rare that any of the couples that we work with walk away from a session without homework, because we firmly believe that, you know, counseling is to grow. It's not just to, you know, sit back on the Freudian couch and tell all your problems. It's no, okay, so we have problems. What do we do about it? How do we grow? How do we work through it? And this is exactly what a premarital course should do. It should challenge you to become a better version of yourself.
And lastly, a premarital course should be a place for you to safely get your questions answered. there's so many questions you probably have as a premarital couple and you're not sure who to ask. Where is a safe place? How can I ask these questions and get them answered? A good premarital course or premarital counseling should either already answer those questions or provide that safe place for you to ask those questions and get solid answers.
Yes. It's very common for couples not to feel safe or just, you know, everything's going so well. I don't want to ask this question because it might hurt them or, you know, they don't. It's very difficult for some people that haven't been assertive before or had a significant person that they loved but didn't know how to get to this conversation. It's so awesome to have those questions maybe asked for you so that the dialogue can naturally occur. Mm-hmm. And that's what a course should do. It should have like every there are many different parts of a relationship that need to be addressed, like family of origin and money and how is money handled in your family? What does that look like? What would that look like for us? And so there's a lot of different areas. All these areas do need to be brought up to see, in money, this always seems to be a struggle. Mm-hmm. If it's a struggle in premarital, it's going to be a struggle in marriage if things don't get figured out.
Yeah. So if you listened to last week's episode, then you already know the big announcement that we're about to make. And we're glad you already know. But for those who don't know already, we actually have been creating and brewing a premarital course for you for over a year actively and for years if you count the clinical experience that has been poured into this course. And we are bringing that to you today. It is available for you to get today. It's called Prequipped, the DYMC premarital course. We named it that because we want you to walk away feeling very equipped to have a healthy, thriving, and intimate marriage.
You guys don't even know how stoked I am right now. Yeah, we have worked really hard to make it informative, to make it interesting, fun, but also transformative.
Yeah.
We want this to just rock your socks if you're wearing socks and you need premarital counseling.
Amen. So we have chalked this whole course full of tools, resources. We prompt you with all these things we've been talking about, like what a good premarital course should have. Now, we wanted to go above and beyond. We didn't want it to just be a course where you heard our talking heads teaching some tools.
That's boring.
So we actually connected with a couple that allowed their premarital sessions to be filmed. And so we demonstrate all of these tools on camera.
A real world setting. It's kind of like looking in or like a, you know, a spider on the wall or fly on the wall, looking at a couple going through this themselves and transforming and learning and becoming and growing. Mm-hmm. It's so neat. And I can't wait to share this with you guys. We'll be teaching many tools. We'll be, guiding through all these different conversations that we talked about, and the tools will be used to answer those questions throughout the course. There is a guidance. It's a method. It's a path that you guys can walk down to start to feel empowered and to address some of those fears of, you know, I didn't grow up in a family that was healthy, and I don't know what a healthy marriage looks like or what to expect or how to ask these things. Guys, this is what we are going to do. This is the point of this course.
Another way that we wanted to go above and beyond was partnering with your church, your pastor, your mentor. And so we provide the course, we provide the tools and the structure, the roadmap, but your mentor plays a role too. So in the very beginning of the course, we have a whole section for the mentor, and your mentor actually gets the course for free. So your premarital counselor, mentor, pastor, whoever's trained to guide you through this course can email us, and in the subject line, they'll just say free premarital course for mentor, and we'll know what they're emailing us about, and we will give them a free login. Now, you, the couple, will invest in the course because studies show that when you invest in something yourself, you take it much more seriously. Mm-hmm. And so the couple will pay for the course. You guys, it's a cheap coffee date. So for 7 weeks, if you were to take your coffee date money, your two venti Starbucks coffees, and put it into the course, that would be about $97. And that's the price of this course.
And that's on sale right now.
Exactly. We wanted to make it very affordable for you. And in this season, typically before people get engaged, a lot of couples get engaged around the holidays. We want you to take this course before you're engaged. And so we wanted to make it very affordable for you guys to do over the next 7 weeks. And just let your mentor know to shoot us an email so that they can get a copy for themselves and feel more equipped and ready to walk through this course with you.
Yeah. The reason why we did that is we didn't want couples just to go off and do counseling and there was no touching base with the people around them, like their family, their friends, their loved ones, you know. So we're offering this as a gift just to keep everybody on the same page so they can learn the tools. But also, you know, we understand that we won't be able to cover every single dynamic in a situation. We could provide tools. We could provide lots of different examples. But there are things that we're not going to be able to perfectly, you know, wrap up with a bow and address every single thing.
In a pre-recorded course.
Right. So that's why we wanted to bring mentors on board to say, okay, here's what we're discussing. Here are the videos. Here are the tools that we're teaching. But here are some questions maybe that you can ask in this, you know, in this section to help the couple advance. Because it's not just about, you know, just a course. It's about building strong, enduring, loving relationships for not just them, but the generations after them, so that we have a strong church, a strong community of people that are, you know, developing and growing and becoming.
And think about how you are changing this cycle for the next generation. If you become equipped and you reduce your divorce rate by 31% and you know what a healthy marriage looks like, think about your children. They're going to see that demonstrated. Maybe you didn't have that demonstrated for you, but you get to demonstrate that for them. And we want to change the culture in this area of the church, having to do with premarital counseling and equipping couples for a healthy, connected, intimate marriage.
So if this is for you, or maybe this is for someone that you love, or even you have a mentor in mind that you would like to enlighten them about this opportunity to kind of join us, partner with us in helping other couples, you know, send this to them.
Totally.
Help them make the right decision. And maybe even tell them your story, how it helped you or didn't help. You wish you would have had counseling.
Yeah.
Because this is a big deal, and we put a lot of work in this, and we're super excited about taking this adventure with you.
So you can go to dearyoungmarriedcouple.com/prequipped to get this course. It's also linked in the show notes. Prequipped is P-R-E, like premarital counseling, and then quipped. So it's equipped, but with the P-R on the beginning. So www.dearyoungmarriedcouple.com/prequipped. And if your mentor wants to email us so that they can get a free copy for themselves, not to share with other people, but just for themselves to feel more equipped to help you, they can email us. It's hello@dearyoungmarriedcouple.com.
We're really looking forward to seeing the impact this is going to have on your marriage and the generations to come. This is a little time investment, a little money investment for a course, for these tools, for these conversations that you're going to enjoy for the rest of your marriage, which is, I mean, how many years is that?
Hopefully eternity until the Lord comes.
Time.
So we're looking forward to seeing you in the course. Let's get prequipped.